In travel news, for January 29th, 2025, we talk about Disney Cruise Line's latest gratuity hike and how it reflects broader trends across the cruise industry. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adapt Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. Disney Cruise Line recently announced an increase in their daily gratuity recommendations. This move underscores a broader conversation about the purpose and practice of cruise tipping. Despite being presented as additional fees, gratuities often carry more weight than a simple tip, potentially creating confusion for new cruisers. Disney Cruise Line introduced a higher recommended rate of $16 per person per day for standard staterooms, up from $14.50. Passengers in concierge and suite accommodations now face an even steeper jump from $22.50 to $27.25 per day. For perspective, a family of four taking a 7-day cruise in a standard stateroom would have to pay an additional $448 in gratuities. While these amounts appear as suggestions, they typically end up on board accounts unless prepaid or formally adjusted by the traveler. This increase follows a similar change implemented in mid-2022, illustrating a pattern of periodic hikes aimed at supporting the crew responsible for housekeeping, dining, and other onboard services. Disney's decision echoes broader shifts across the industry. Royal Caribbean International raised its automatic service charges by more than 10% late last year. Several other major cruise operators have also made adjustments, citing rising labor costs and the importance of fairly compensating crew members. The consistent upward trend in these fees suggests that travelers should be prepared for gratuity rates to fluctuate in step with operational expenses and staffing considerations. The concept of recommended gratuities often leads travelers to believe these charges are optional. In practice, cruise lines typically approach them as standard fees, automatically adding the amount to each guest's onboard account. While guests can technically visit guest services to alter or remove the charge, many lines discourage doing so unless there is a specific service-related issue. Crew members rely heavily on these gratuities as a core part of their compensation, and companies design their pricing structure around the expectation of receiving consistent tips. So why are these fees an extra expense? One perspective holds that separating gratuities from the advertised ticket price allows cruise lines to present a more appealing fare at first glance. This approach can attract travelers seeking the best deal when comparing multiple cruise options. By breaking out gratuities, companies also maintain the flexibility to adjust fees in response to changing labor costs or economic conditions, ensuring that crew members receive fair compensation over time. Another perspective about itemizing gratuities suggests that cruise lines actually increase visibility of these charges and clarify their purpose, rather than hiding service fees within the base fare. This method makes it evident that the money goes towards rewarding the dedicated crew who handle everything from housekeeping to dining services. As a result, travelers can better understand exactly what they are paying for and why, which can foster a sense of appreciation for the people who work hard to deliver a comfortable, memorable trip. Disney Cruise Line's latest gratuity increase serves as a reminder that cruise tipping has become an integral part of the overall vacation cost. Although these charges are often described as recommended, most cruise lines set them up in a way that resembles a standard fee rather than a purely voluntary payment. Before embarking, travelers can benefit from researching current policies and factoring gratuities into their travel budgets. By doing so, guests can board with realistic expectations, ensuring a more enjoyable and stress-free cruising experience. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel better. Until next time, travel well, my friends.